This is JFM Podcast.
It's a strong mediation team.
Okay.
Because I discovered that we're spending a lot, and most especially the Minister of Justice, in going to court with respect to such issues. So we want to have a strong mediation team so that we can sit within the confines of the office and then discuss and then mediate between the parties. And then we will be able to know who is the rightful owner and who is not. But presently, yes, we've been handling cases, and to some certain extent, we've been succeeding. But that does not take away the powers of, or the rights of those people to approach the courts in the event that they disagree with our position.
All right. We've been having a conversation with the Honorable Minister. Honorable Commissioner. That's prophetic, by the way.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that prophecy.
Honorable Commissioner, Plateau State Ministry of Land Survey and Town Planning, Barrister Peter Nyamgai. This is a specially sponsored segment of the show by the Ministry, Plateau State Ministry of Land Survey and Town Planning. You have the opportunity to call in and make your comments, questions, or whatever observations it is you have for the Honorable Commissioner to be able to address. So please, when you call, keep your comments, questions, and all others as brief as you can so we can accommodate as much comments as possible. Richard, on social media, what's the handle?
Yeah, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter is at GFM Joss. Yes, GFM live on Facebook. Especially, you can reach us there via Instagram and Twitter. It is at GFM Joss. On YouTube, it is at GTV Joss. So do all to reach us through our social media platforms. Let's talk together with you.
0812187777 or 0905566699. Are the phone numbers to call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
All right, I think that was actually a miss. Yeah.
All right, 0812187777 or 0905566699. Hello, good morning. All right, what's going on? What's going on? Hello, good morning.
Hello, Gilbert. Good morning.
Morning. Your name and where you're calling from?
Welcome, Bernard, on the line. Welcome, the Commissioner. I greet you. God bless you.
Commissioner, greetings to you.
I'm not here.
Commissioner, you're welcome. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Just go ahead and make your points. Your name and where you're calling from?
What I want to say, first of all, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Please and please.
Please, you've not told us your name and where you're calling from. Very important.
All right, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. We can hear you, please.
Can you hear my name?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. We can hear you.
Yeah, it's coming, calling.
Yes, go ahead, sir. We can hear you, please.
My name, this open story is that touch not my anointing, I do my prophet no harm. The governor will come with a very robust policy. I just don't know. Look at him right on the bed. I don't visit her. He spent less time, less money. And it is easy. I don't know anything about governor, the captain of Plateau State, and this is the governor. And I had him, the people's witness, and along with the leaders, and they said, the governor has increased their wages. And people who are retirees who are collecting 5,000 naira, they are just listening to 20,000 to 30,000. What are we talking about? A lot of people who know governor to do the right thing. This conjecture by court is and court that should allow the governor to continue.
All right. Thank
we
you, sir.
Better. We need him to continue.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to us.
My opinion today. Sir, how much is he going to take from the beginning of the bad land and to show up? How much is he going to take, sir? That's my question. I'm pretty sure the crisis enough is enough.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
The writing. It is in the hand of government to stop this from happening. We have intelligence gathering. We have the soldiers with the army. They should do something and forget about politics.
Thank you, sir.
We don't like the sacrosanct.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
If you put someone too much, you come back with trouble force.
Thank you for talking to us. Thank you. And you too, sir. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Gilbert Joseph.
Yes, please. Who is on the line?
My name is Chukwudi. And Chukwudi is calling from Ali right now.
Go ahead, please. Chukwudi, kindly keep it brief if you can.
Thank you very much. Please, Mr. Commissioner, good morning, sir. Please, if you're a bit obliged, please try to answer them. Away from that, on the issue of governance, I can see pragmatism in this particular administration. No wonder it is not the person that leads, but the people that are leading along the team. The governor has actually made a selection of commissioners and the commissioners that are actually up and doing. These are people who know the onion, and these are people who are also ready to work. You can see people coming to the media, telling Nigerians who are sustainable, telling Nigerians, telling plenty of people, this is what you make on ground, and this is how we have been improved. We did not see these things happening in the past 8 years. And sir, if you start to ask the question, I think that you want to shift infrastructure development in a different part of the state. I give you an applause for that, sir. I give you an applause for that. And it's not a sign that you are not just occupying the office. Mm-hmm. You are putting in the most speech, you know, positively, you know, in that particular office and ministry that you are occupying. Mm-hmm. Say something that is fine. Please, on the issue of return, you can see that in most of the places, you see massive construction, you know, rehabilitation in the city center, in Plateau State, the capital, and just not the capital. Please, if you shift this particular infrastructure development and reconstruction in the area of Utan, you know, it was abandoned in 2015. That means the road actually was awarded, but they had abandoned in 2015. And I can assure you that if city water and road construction can go into this area, the people of Utan, the people of Gadadi and they are ready to pay taxes. Pay taxes on water. Pay taxes even on construction of roads. Because people in those areas have been abandoned and they are suffering. The only way we are the surfacing light in this particular time and season is in the government of PDP. Because I believe that the government have nothing to, in fact, they have nothing even to come about. To tell them about, you will not let them giving dividends of democracy to the people. So if the people have actually stood by you, and you people have also given the support, please give them governance before you spread infrastructure development to other places.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful working.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, Richard, can you take us through social media, perhaps?
All right, I think on our social media pages, our social media page, especially Facebook, we have this comments coming from Machar Hamani. Please, the commissioner should intervene by reporting to the authorities those that are living on a captured land as a result of the bandit attacks. They should be sent out and the land be returned to their original owners. Thanks. Peter Agnes said, good morning, beloved radio station. Well, let's not give up on this government. I hope their intervention will help erase the tension in the state. We hope for better tomorrow. Charity Halley also made a comment. She said, the earlier implementation is done concerning lands and security of lives, we'll just be speaking English without yielding anything good. Happy New Year to everyone. Izang Atsi, good morning. Let's talk Happy New Year to the best radio station. Thank you so much. Love your show. You guys are doing a great job. Love you all. We love you too. Mark Dachung said, good morning, the guest. Please, my question to your guest. Is it a good thing to negotiate with terrorists? And what if they demand what we not have? Or are you talking out of humility because you're a man of humility? God bless you, sir. Well, I think this is not part of our topic. Okay, this is not what we're talking about. So sorry for that. Ayode Lagbabiaka said, this is so impressive on revenue generation. What is your plans on the JOS master plan? Hashtag love JFM. Zintu Bello Joseph, the best commissioner of land and survey was the former commissioner in person of Honorable Yakubu Deti. He revamped the ministry to where it is today. He initiated so many plans to generate IGR on the plateau, unlike before. He initiated plan in-house numbering on the plateau. He initiated a plan to curtail the grabbing and land encroachment. While lastly, I think Emmanuel Lois just said, good morning and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
These are the comments.
All right. Let's attempt to squeeze in a call before we return to the Honorable Commissioner. Hello, good morning. Hello. All right. Looks like, all right, 0821-877-777 or 090-556-6699. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Goodbye.
Yes, please go ahead. We can hear you in 40 seconds if you can.
I'm Mr. Ike Kalu calling you from Angoro.
All right, sir.
You see, that is why when people are searching for strong institutions, and we continue calling our representatives and everybody to be nuclear friendly. See the way this honorable commissioner has come out to explain these things to Nigerians. You find out many things have been wrong. The question we should be asking ourselves, if this gentleman should go ahead and fix this thing right, who comes after him?
All right.
We get the continuity.
All right, thank you.
We're talking, and there's a question for the corporate commissioner. In as far as new layers are concerned, do you have your men on ground to be going around so that when they notice that there are new layouts, they can step in terms of correction and any other thing?
Thank you. Thank you so much for keeping that brief. Honorable Commissioner, can you respond to some of the questions, comments, and observations? Some commendations, some really criticism.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I didn't hear the first caller well. I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Right.
Because we had technical issues. Secondly, the man who called from Utan, I may not be in a position to tell you categorically the position of Utan. I mean, Utan wrote. But please, you look like somebody who is interested in the progress of Utan. Can you kindly come to my office tomorrow by 9? I will liaise immediately after this program. I will liaise with the Commissioner for Works, and I will definitely tell you the status of Utan land. But I'm also aware that His Excellency, the Governor of Plateau State, this year has earmarked some roads for construction. But definitely, I will get the position across to you tomorrow when you come to my office. Just come and just tell them the man who called on the radio program. And I think we have good news for the people of
That's Benedict.
Utah. Yes, Benedict. Yes, the man who called, Macham, on the issue of recovery of lands taken by bandits. Honestly, there's a non-governmental organization, Norwegian Refugee. They are doing a very fantastic job. They've been able to go to some of these areas, capture the land, and they have entered into an MOU with the ministry to fast-track their processes. And I can assure you that as of today, about 140 certificates of occupancies of those lands that have been taken over by these marauders, we're about to issue them with their certificate of occupancy. And we intend to continue with this synergy with the Norwegian Refugee. So we appreciate you, Norwegian Refugee, for doing that. We will sustain it and we'll also extend it to other areas. Yes, Mark Dachum, thank you for your commendation, even though that is not the topic of discussion, but I made it categorically, you don't discuss, I mean deliberate or even enter into agreement with bandits. What I expect is those sponsors, we should be able to get them and let us know what are their problems. But those who have done the killing, definitely they must pay for it. About the master plan? Yes, the Just Master Plan is still on, and we have discovered that there are areas that have been infringed upon. In no distant time, the government will take a position on this to be able to address some of the issues. Yes, I'm not here to demean or destroy my predecessors. Of course, they have done their best, and I'm here to build on their best. And I can assure you that by the time I leave too, other people are coming to build on what I have started. But what I'm just saying is that if the system had been sustained, the momentum, definitely we wouldn't have met this rot that we saw on ground. The man who called from Angwanrogo, thank you very much. GNDB has the task of ensuring that those houses that are not built in accordance to the master plan are brought in line with what government expects. So we are working hand in hand. For us, we are trying to form a cluster between all the agencies that are responsible for development. But let me just chip in one good news.
All right.
We just received approval by His Excellency. You know, ground rents and applications, fresh applications, usually will attract 100% payment. We have reached out to His Excellency. Hitherto, the previous government granted 50% waiver. And I am happy to announce to the people of Plateau State that the governor has also approved that the waiver should continue to around 30th of March,
all right.
50% waiver. So, but it is only for fresh applications and also ground rent. But for subsequent transactions as part surrender, deed of assignments, we're reverting to the old rate. For part surrender, is about 8% of the value, and for assignments, about 3%. So take advantage of this between now and March, because after March, I don't know whether you will still have the laxity.
All right.
Of
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Commissioner, Plateau State Ministry of Land Survey and Town Planning. Dear listener, this is how much we can take on the show. Time, unfortunately, isn't always a permanent friend, and this isn't far from the reality. Richard, your parting shots in a few seconds.
All right, I just hope we begin to get things right. And many thanks to you, the Commissioner,
thank you
for coming
much.
Out to make this plain. Many people will still need to do this,
yes.
And of course, I commend your courage,
yes.
For you to come out and say things like this to people. So
right.
Now they have the knowledge.
Definitely right. Will sustain it. Thank,
thank
you.
You. Thank you, Barrister
thank
Peter
you.
Nyamgai, Honorable Commissioner, Plateau State Ministry of Land Survey and Town Planning. This was a specially sponsored segment of the program brought to you by the Plateau State Ministry of Land Survey and Town Planning. My name is Gilbert Joseph, urging you to have a great day ahead. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.